Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Bava Basra, Ayin Aleph, Bava Basra 71. Today's Daf Yomi, the Mishnah tells us that if somebody's coming to sell their house and their field, and even though they say that they are selling the field, V'kol Ma Shebetocha, and everything that's included in it, that's a comment that the Rashbam adds, nevertheless, they have not sold everything that's associated with the field. Says the Mishnah, Lo es abor, v'lo es agat, v'lo es ashovech. They have not sold the wells or the wine presses or the dovecotes. Bein charavin, bein yeshuvin, whether or not these items are empty, like the well has no water in it and there's no wine in the vats, or whether or not there are any doves using the dovecotes, nevertheless, it is not sold. Or, on the other hand, whether they are full, they are still not sold along with the field. And on top of that, Rabbi Akiva says, Tzarach likacho derach, that if you have, since you have not sold this, but you have sold your house, the person who has sold it has sold the path to that home, so that now they have to get an easement in order to get to their well. Chachamim omrim eino tzarach. This is a dispute throughout the entire chapter. The sages argue with Rabbi Akiva, and they say, no, we assume that the person who sold it be'ayin ra, with a bad eye, and he kept for himself the easement. He didn't sell the easement. And the Gemara, the Mishnah then comes along and tells us the opposite case, that we're in a situation where he sells it, where he sold this specific well to somebody else, then Rabbi Akiva says, Eino tzarach likacho derach, where the person buys the well, he does not have to buy the easement along with it. V'chamim omrim tzarach likacho derach, that if a person buys the well specifically in the field, he also has to buy an easement along with it. So then the Mishnah says something which is fascinating. The Mishnah says, B'me dvar mamurim, when do we say these laws, that if you buy a field, you have not bought the wells or the dovecotes, b'mocher, only where it was sold to such a person. However, benosein matana, where somebody is giving these things to somebody else as a gift, he says, I'm giving you a field, then we assume nosein es kulo, then we assume that he has given the entire field to the person. That means along with the wells, the wine press, and the dovecote. So why is there a distinction between the giving, where we say you've given all the well in addition to the field, where the sale, where we assume that you have not sold that? So the Mishnah the Gemara asks, Mishna, why is there a distinction? And the Gemara answers, Zeh yolo lefarish v'zeh lo yolo lefarish, that the seller should have been explicit that, excuse me, the opposite, the person who gave the gift should have been explicit that he was giving not the well. But from the fact that he was not explicit, we assume that the well was included. Whereas the person who was selling, he didn't have to be explicit. It was the person who was purchasing and whose job it was to be explicit. And since he didn't clarify that he was also buying the well, therefore he doesn't get the well along with it. What is the reason for this? So the Rashbam offers two explanations. First, he offers his own explanation, and then he offers the explanation of Rabbeinu Hanano. His own explanation of the Rashbam is because he says that since, as a general rule, the gift is given with an ayin yafa, the person who gives the gift gives it with a generous heart, and so therefore the one giving the gift should have to specify if it's not inclusive. But by a sale, we assume that he was forced into selling it, and so therefore, since he was forced into selling it, he's only going to sell the minimum amount, and so therefore we only give what is exactly specified. But then the Rashbam quotes Rabbeinu Hanano. Rabbeinu Hanano's explanation is slightly different. He says that when we come to selling something, the person who's purchasing it has to clarify it. Hakona hayolo lefarish. Why does he have to clarify? Because since he's giving the money, he's not going to be embarrassed to ask the seller, what exactly am I getting for all the money that I'm giving? However, somebody who's giving a gift, the person who's receiving the gift is going to be embarrassed to clarify, what exactly am I getting? And so therefore, the responsibility, the burden of proof to clarify exactly what you're giving falls upon the gifter, the person who's giving the gift. And so therefore, if he hasn't clarified that I'm only giving you the field and not the wells, we assume that the wells are also included. And so therefore, when you're purchasing it, it's the person who's purchasing responsibility to clarify. Otherwise, he loses the extra possibilities. Whereas when you're giving a gift, it's the person who's giving the gift whose job it is to clarify. Otherwise, he gives even more than he might have intended. So this question came up and was brought in a question to the Sridei Eish, a great posek in the 20th century, a Holocaust survivor himself. He was asked the question because during the war, some of the Jewish community of London had to move out of London to a small town in England, and there was a person there who was generous enough, and he built a mikvah in his house there. And so after the war, when most of the community moved away, this person wanted to sell his house because he wasn't going to live there anymore, and he also wanted to sell the mikvah, which came along with the house, because he didn't need the house anymore. So the people in the community said, no, we were given this as a gift, and we don't want to give it back to you. But the person said, no, I only built it to allow you to use it for a certain number of years. My intent was not to give it to you as a gift in perpetuity. And so they went to the Sridei Eish, and the Sridei Eish cited this Rabbeinu Hananel. And he said, no, since he didn't clarify that he was only giving it to him as a loan for a few years, therefore we assume that it was meant as a gift in perpetuity, and you cannot sell the house, and you have to continue to let this community use the mikvah. And so we see from here, when you give a gift, you have to be careful exactly what you're giving, or else you might have given more than you verbalized with your intent.